Okay, we come to the last message.
来到最后一篇信息。
This actually is a very necessary message.
这一篇信息是非常必要的。
To complete the fellowship concerning our knowledge of the Lord's recovery.
才使我们对主恢复的认识有一个完整的看见。
The title is God's intention, Satan's strategy, and the Lord's recovery.
这篇信息的篇题是神的心意、撒旦的计谋以及主的恢复。
Just by the title, you will realize how important this message is.
光看篇题就知道这篇信息的重要性。
Do we know what is God's intention?
我们认识什么是神的心意吗
？In this universe,
在这宇宙中的心意。
Are we aware of Satan's strategy?
我们是不是懂得撒旦的计谋
？Which is to counter God's intention.
那就是要反对神的心意。
Which is to defeat God's intention.
甚至要使神的心意失败。
Then we have the last thing and the Lord's recovery.
以及最后这一项主的恢复。
It's always like this.
总是这样。
God had a plan.
神有一个计划。
And Satan, his arch enemy, would come to damage that.
撒旦，神的对头，要来破坏神的心意。
To annul that.
要来抹杀神的计划。
Then God would come in to do a work of recovery.
那神就进来做一个恢复的工作。
Or restoration.
或者恢复的工作。
This is always a pattern.
这种是一个例子
of how things happen.
事情是这样发生的。
So today the Lord's recovery has to do with the recovery of God's original intention.
所以今天主的恢复是与神原初的心意有关。
So please, brothers and sisters, you must have a vast view concerning the Lord's recovery.
对主的恢复，你们要有广阔的认识。
It is not just your life that you're living.
你不仅过个人的生活
，or your little piece of the church life，
或者你教会生活的小小的部分
，which is wonderful，
是很好的。
But I hope you would have a you have a vista，
盼望你们有一个
you have a panoramic
远景
vista，
或者一个环视
of what the Lord's recovery is about，
来看见什么是主的恢复。
Why is there is a need for something called the Lord's recovery？
为什么有主恢复的需要
？It's not just about your welfare，
还不在于你的幸福
，your spiritual well-being，
你属灵的益处
，or your church life，
或者你的教会生活而已。
This has to do with God's intention in this universe。
这与神在宇宙中的心意有关。
We are so small，
我们是如此微小。
And the recovery is not huge，
主的恢复也不大。
But what we're involved is pivotal.
但是所有份的是关键，在关键不过的。
Is critical in whether God can fulfill His intention in this age.
神在这个时代能不能完成他的心意，是一个关键性的东西。
I hope you will see this.
盼望你能看见。
I hope you will be elevated.
也能够被拔高。
You would lift up your eyes.
眼目啊，高举一下，看一下。
And by this, you will realize where you are.
你就能看见你在哪里。
Where the churches should be today.
教会今天应该在什么地方
？All right, let us go through this.
好，我们来看过。
Actually, some of this I cover in message number one.
第一篇信息已经讲过了。
Now, number one.I'd like you all to read with some thoughtfulness, some care.
要很仔细、很着意的、刻意的来读第一大点。
Many of these words are common to us by now.
好像这些事对我们都说是平常的。
But let us, even when we read, look to the Lord for some further light.
在读的时候也求主给我们更多的光照。
Okay. Let me say a few more words.
好，再说些话。
About receiving light.
关于接受光。
I gave you a point this morning.Light is God's mercy.
今天早晨讲到光是神的怜悯。
You cannot manufacture light.
我们不能自制造光。
Recently, we have one such word in Isaiah.
在以赛亚书有这样的一句话。
Light to have your own light, it doesn't work.
要有自己造的光是不行的。
We need the light from God.
我们需要从神来的光。
Only God is light.
唯有神是光。
So when God comes to you, light comes.
所以当神来了，光就来了。
That's why I have the assurance to say, you know.Light is God's visitation.
所以我才有这样确信说神光是神的眷临。
And God's visitation is an indication of His mercy upon you.
神对你的眷临就是他对我们的怜悯。
So look for His mercy.
所以就要求他的怜悯。
That is not enough.
但还不够。
To receive light, that is not enough.
要接受光，这还不够。
You have to be in a condition.
你必须在一种情况下预备好接受光。光可能来，但你的情形不能接受光，你就还不能接受到光。那我们在这里讲是什么情形呢？
Well, I would say your whole being has to be in a right.
那就是你的全人必须在一个对的光景下。第一，要从你的灵开始。
There's a verse in Proverbs.
箴言。
That the spirit of man is the lamp, L-A-M-P, of the Lord.
人是人的灵是耶和华的灯。
So this tells us that, even the man, the God created spirit.Has the function of a searching light or lamp.
就是神所造人的灵也有灯的功用。
Now we not only have a God-created spirit.
我们不仅有神所造的灵。
We have a God-regenerated spirit.
还有神所重生的灵。
Which means now today God has, as light, has come into our spirit.
今天神作光已经进到我们的灵里。
That light must be sevenfold.
这个光必须是七倍加强的。
It is God now shining in your spirit.
是神在你灵里的光照。
And through your spirit into your inward parts.
那借着你的灵进到你里面的各个部分。
So the first thing is you and I, in order to receive light, must exercise our mingled spirit.
所以第一件事，你和我们必须操练调和的灵。
Does not come from your mentality.
光不是从头脑来的。
You in fact have to reject your mentality.
甚至你要拒绝你的头脑。
I don't mean the faculty of your mentality.
不是说你心思的功用要拒绝。
But you have to put aside the trusting in your mind as.A means of seeing something.
乃是要把你只信靠你的心思领会神的话，就是放在一边。
Enlightenment.
今天人讲到他蒙了光、
right.
光照。
The French, the enlightenment, right?
就是这个法国人很喜欢那启蒙时代。
Yeah. Well, that was the enlightened a fallen mind.
那就是要光照，就是这个堕落的心思得到启蒙了。
Don't use your mind.
不要
use your spirit.
用心思，要用你的灵。
That's where God shines.
神照在那里。
So prayer is the exercise of our spirit.
祷告乃是灵的操练。
It is not the exercise of our mind.
而不是心思的操练。
So use your spirit to pray.
所以用灵祷告。
Exercise your spirit.When you come to His Word,
你来到主的话的时候，要操练你的灵。
Then the light can shine.
然后光就能照耀。
Out of your spirit,
从灵里出来。
Into your soul,
进到你的魂里。
Now, the second thing,
第二件事
is that light, in order to shine into your hearts,
光要照到你的心里。
Because it says in the New Testament, light has shined into our hearts.
因为新约说光是照在我们的心里。
Your heart is just you.
你的心就是你。
And this light has to shine through a kind of prism, a kind of glass.
光要照在某一种的玻璃里面。
A kind of medium.
一种的凭借啊。
What is that? I will tell you that is your conscience.
我告诉你，那就是你的良心。
The conscience straddles the human spirit and the human soul, the human heart.
良心是在人的灵与魂之间。
So in order to receive the proper shining,
要接受正确的光照。
Your conscience must be dealt with.
你的良心必须受对付。
Your conscience must be clean and clear.
必须是透亮清楚的。
Look at those windows.
你看看后面那些玻璃。
Light is shining.
光是照了。
But not so clear.
但不是那么清楚。
Because of the nature of the glass.
因为这玻璃的本质性质就是这样。
And the color of the glass.
还有玻璃的颜色。
And maybe the dirt of the glass.
还有玻璃的这个灰尘。
Your conscience is the window through which the divine light shines through into your heart.
良心是神光照到你心里的那个窗口。
We all must exercise to have a good conscience.
我们都需要操练要有清洁的良心。
Paul paid much attention to this in 1 Timothy.
保罗在提前很着重这个。
Even the 2 Timothy.
提后也是。
We are to have a good conscience.
我们要有一个好的良心。
Even a pure conscience.
甚至是一个清洁的良心。
In other words, wipe the window clean.
换句话说，玻璃窗要擦得干干净净的。
There cannot be offenses there.
不能有被得罪的事。
Right? There cannot be any kind of insulation or hindrances there.
在这里也不能够有隔绝或者是阻碍的事情。
It could be sin, some kind of sin.
可能是某一种的罪。
Unconfessed.
没有承认的罪。
It could be some kind of offenses there, undealt with.
有一些没有对付过的这些过犯或者是
It could be between you and God.
可能是你跟神之间。
It could also could be between you and another person.
也可能是你和另外一个人之间的过犯。
Brothers and sisters, I urge you to deal with your conscience right away.
弟兄姊妹，我恳求你们立刻要对付你的良心。
If you don't take care of your conscience, you can pray for light.
如果你不对付良心，可以祷告有光。
But you still don't get the light.
但仍然得不到光。
The window is all dirty.
因为窗户太肮脏了。
Scrub it clean.
要把它擦得干干净净。
Wash that window.
把那个窗户洗干净。
Deal with your conscience.
对付你的良心。
Take care of the offenses.
顾到被得罪的事。
Maybe it's a disobedience.
或者是一点点的不顺服。
You have towards the Lord.
是对主的不顺服。
You have to confess.
你都需要承认。
You have to deal with it.
要认罪对付他。
You have to adjust yourself.
你要调整自己。
In this very matter.
就在这件事上。
Light cannot shine without a clean conscience.
若是没有清洁的良心，光就不能照进来。
So this is another matter related to the condition.
这是讲到条件之一。
Not only so.
不仅是这样。
I would like to say that another matter.
还有另外一件事。
Is that your mind must be unloaded and freed of all kinds of concepts.
就你的心是要从各式各样的观念里呀、啊，是被倒空、被释放出来的。
As I said yesterday, you can read this Bible.
我昨天说过，你可以读这本圣经。
With color glasses.
戴着有色的眼镜。
Your kind of background.
就是你的背景。
Ethnic.
或者是伦常。
No ethnic.
就是这种族。
National.
或者是国际的，
或
照着你教育的背景，
according to your background,
照着你的背景
you, all these natural concepts,
所有天然的观念
religious concepts,
宗教的观念
philosophy,
哲学
upbringing,
甚至你怎么被养育长大
I tell you, all these things frustrates the light from coming.
所有这些都阻碍光进来
So what do you have to do?
所以你该怎么办?
You have to be what? Poor in spirit.
你要邻里贫穷。
Which means you have to be empty of all these things.
就要从各式各样的东西里倒空。
You have to be unloaded.
你必须要倒空。
You have to be willing to unload yourself.
愿意把自己倒空。
To receive this light.
好接受光。
So that is another...condition.
这是另外一个条件。
Another condition.
还有另外一个条件。
Your heart.
你的心。
It says the eyes of your heart.
他说你心中的眼睛。
The real seeing is your heart.
真正看见是你心里的眼睛看见。
You have to pray to the Lord.
需要向主祷告。
To enlighten those eyes.
求主光照你的心眼。
That means what? Here is another thing.
这就是说还有另外一件事。
And that is those veils have to be taken from off the heart.
就是帕子要从心中挪去。
That is covering your heart.
因为是遮蔽了你的心。
Well, those concepts I just mentioned.
我刚刚提过这些观念。
Are part of this veil.
都是帕子的一部分。
You have to put them aside.
要把它放到一边。
Put them aside.
放到一边。
Some of us even have Christian veils.
有些甚至有基督教的这个。
From our Christian background.
基督教的背景。
You have to be willing to put them aside.
你必须把它们放在一边。
Finally, I will say one thing.
最后我要说些话。
You have to have a seeking.
你必须要有一个寻求的心。
A deep seeking.
一个极深的寻求。
Of reality,
寻求实际。
Of the Lord,
寻求主。
A real seeking,
要有一个真实的寻求。
That's something I'm very burdened.
我对这个很有负担。
For the saints in the Lord's recovery,
在主恢复里众圣徒啊。
Brothers and sisters, we have not arrived.
弟兄姊妹，我们还没有达到。
We should be the most seeking of all the Christians.
我们在众基督徒中间应该是最寻求的人。
We should be.
我们应该是这样子。
Seek and you will find.
要寻求就必寻见。
Knock and it will be open.
叩门就给你开门。
Ask and you will receive.
求就必得着。
This enormous seeking.
这里有一个 很强的寻求的态度。
I tell you that makes a big difference.
告诉你，这个就是不同不一样嘛。
Sometimes the light does not come so easy.
有的时候光不是那么容易临到。
You have to desperately seek.
你需要迫切寻求。
Desperately seek.
迫切的寻求。
Over time.
经过一段时间。
Then you will receive some light.
你就会接受一些光。
Amen.
Amen.
One more thing.
还有一件事。
One more thing.
还有一件。
Listen. When light comes.
当光临到的时候。
Okay, light comes.
光临到。
You must never reject that light.
永远不要拒绝那个光。
It is very serious to reject light.
拒绝光是一件严重的事。
To reject light is to reject God himself.
拒绝光就是拒绝神自己。
In other words, what I'm saying, this last condition is that you are ready to obey the light.
最后一个条件是你预备好要顺服光。
Your readiness to obey.
预备好顺服。
Will invite more light to come.
会让更多的光临到。
If you say this light, I will take it.
你说我只愿意接受这个光。
That light, sorry, I won't take it.
那个光我不愿意接受。
You become selective.
你挑选。
Of God's shining.
选神的光照。
I tell you, the light will stop shining.
光就停止光照你了。
You have to say, Lord.
你必须说主啊。
I'm in a position to say Amen.
我站在一个地位上，预备好说阿门。
However you would shine.
你无论光照什么。
Whatever you will shine upon.
光照什么地方。
I am ready to say Amen.
我都愿意说阿们。
Light will come to you.
光就会临到你。
Why light comes to some and not to others?
为什么光临到某些人而不临到另外一些人呢？
Light is fair.
光是公平的。
Light does not, you know, is not choosy. You know what I mean?
光不挑剔。
But how come some receive and others don't?
那为什么有人能接受光，有人不能？
Well, he's more intelligent.
那或许他聪明一点。
No,
不是的。
It's not that at all.
不是那个。
It's that he is in the right condition.
而是这个人是在对的光景条件之下，光来了。
Light even comes like the Niagara Falls，
甚像尼加拉瀑布一样的临到你。
To certain，
这对某些人是这样。有些人接受一点光，
once in a few years，
几年接受一点光。
Because the condition is not correct，
因为他们的条件不对。
All right， so anyway， I just add that word。
好，我就加一点这个话。
Okay， let us receive light again from this outline。
好，再从这个纲要接受光。
Okay， please read together number one。
请读第一大点。
God's intention in His time，
乃是要将基督从他一切的丰富分赐到神所拣选的
信徒。For the constitution and building up of the body of Christ, the church, to consummate the new Jerusalem,
the expression of the cross and the cross.
Frequently, in reading such a long sentence,
读这段长的句子,
you have to break it down.
要把它分解一下。
Number one,
第一,
God's intention.
神的心意。
Number two,
第二,
in his economy.
就在他经纶里的心意。
Number three is to dispense Christ.
第三是要分赐基督。
And number four, with all his riches.
第四, 就是所有的丰富。
Number five, into his believers chosen by God.
就到神所拣选的信徒里。
Number six, for the constitution.
第六是为着构成。
And number seven, and building up.
七是为着建造。
Of the body of Christ.
基督的身体。
And number eight,
八,
That body of Christ is the church.
那个基督的身体就是教会。
And number nine, to consummate the new Jerusalem.
第九，终极完成新耶路撒冷。
And number ten, it is for the full expression of the process triune God.
第十是经过过程三一神得着完美的彰显。
Each one of these is a huge big item.
每一点呢都是很大的项目。
You put all these ten together, this is a loaded.Sentence.
十点摆在一起啊，这是很丰富的一句话。
Even a fourth grader will understand all the words.
四年级读的都懂。
You can read all these words.
自懂。
But you don't know what it is talking about.
却不知所云。
Until the light shines.
直到光照来。
Even this doctrine.
甚至这一个道理。
Would become truth to you.
要成为你的实际
真理。Make this truth to me.
主啊，使这个成为我的真理。
Make these common recovery speak, you know, recovery parlance truth to me.
使这主恢复这些普通的词句顺口溜成为我的实际。
I am not satisfied just to be mouthing them along with other saints.
我跟其他圣徒一起这个口里重复同样的话，我不满足这个。
As wonderful as these words are,
这些名词虽然这么美好。
Lord, I want to understand.
主啊，我要。
I want this to become truth to me.
懂得这个要成为我的真理。
I want this to dictate my life.
我要这个成为。
I want this to control my living.
我的生活管制我的人生和生活。
Unless it becomes truth.
除非这成为真理都不能。
It's just good recovery.
就是主恢复很好的一些口号而已。
There's a difference.
这里是不一样的。
Okay, number two.
第二大点。
Let's read.
一起读。
Because the church has become degraded through many centuries of its history.
所以教会需要照着圣经的教导、神原初的心意的标准而复原。
See, ponder on this.
想想看。
Anyway, the point is the church became degraded.
但是这个点就是教会堕落。
In the past centuries,
在已过许多世纪里面
it needs to be restored.
它需要被得复原
according to God's original intention,
是照着神原初的心意
which is revealed in the scriptures.
是在圣经里所启示的心意
Again, brothers, we need to know the scriptures.
我再说，我们需要认识圣经
And if you don't know them, thank God, it has been interpreted.
若不认识圣经，感谢主，已经被解开了。
So study the interpreted word.
所以要研读被解开的圣经。
You have references from 2 Kings.
这王下。
Ezra.
以斯拉。
Nehemiah.
尼希米。
Revelation.
启示录。
All talks about the recovery.
这些都说到恢复。
You have to study these life studies.
你要读这些生命读经。
Not even just these verses.
不仅这些经节。
But these life studies.
而这些生命读经。
Then I tell you, you will see.
读了后你会看见。
You will have a picture.
就有一幅图画。
Okay. Now number three.
第三大点。
I will read, huh?
他读。
The word recovery means the restoration or return to a normal condition after a damage or a loss has been occurred.
恢复一词已经在遭受破坏或失去以后，再复原或恢复到正常的情形。
Okay, I think it's clear.
很清楚。
Right. A, after Satan's destruction, God came in to redo the things that he had done before. This redoing is his recovery, which is to bring back whatever has been lost and destroyed by God's enemy, Satan.
在撒旦的破坏后，神就进来重新做他先前所做的。这样的重新再做就是他的恢复，就是把一切失去并被神仇敌撒旦破坏的事物再带回来。
So the recovery is a redo.
所以主的恢复是重新再做。
We are in God's redo.
我们是在神的重做再做之中。
It's not a new thing, the recovery.
主的恢复不是新的东西。
It was there already.
已经在了。
It was not called the recovery, it's called intention.
不是恢复，而是神的原初的心意。
Original intention.
神原初的心意。
That's lost.
失去了。
Now it's a redo.
现在是再做，再恢复。
A restoration.
再恢复。
A recovery.
再复原。
Back to the beginning.
回到原初。
Okay, B.In Matthew 19:8, we see the principle of recovery from the beginning. It has not been so.
马太十九章八节，我们看见恢复的原则就是从起初并不是这样。
The Lord was talking to these people about divorce.
主讲到人讲到离婚的事。
Right? You say the Lord says divorce is allowed by Moses because of your heart, the hardness of your heart.
因为你们的硬心，摩西允许离婚。
But in the beginning,
但从起初
it has not been so.
并不是这样。
That means it's not sanctioned.
那就是不是神所允许的。
It's tolerated.
而是神所容许的。
But God's intention is to bring us back to the beginning.
神的心意是把我们带回到起初。
In the beginning, how was it?
原初是怎么样？
We are people going back to the beginning.
我们是这一班回到起初的人。
Okay.One, recovery means to go back to the beginning. We need to go back to the beginning, receiving the Lord's grace to go back to God's original intention, to what God ordained in the beginning.
恢复的意思是回到起初，我们需要回到起初，接受主的恩典，回到神原初的心意，回到神原初的命定。
The word recovery means that something was there originally and then was damaged and lost.
恢复意思是说一样东西原初有，后来被破坏而失去了。
Thus, there is a need to bring that thing back to its original state, to its normal condition.
因此就需要恢复到它原初的光景和正常的情形。
This is what the recovery is.
这就是主的恢复所是。
See, the word recovery and economy refer to one thing as seen from different viewpoints.
总算恢复和经纶二词是从两个不同的观点来看同一件事。
Next time you think, recovery equals economy.
下一次你要想啊，恢复就等于经纶。
Just so that the impression, I'd like to write it here.
好，心里面有印象，要写下来。
OK，
好。
This is on God's side.
经纶是在神那一面。
This is on our side.
恢复在我们这一面。
You can say it is two sides of the same one coin.
你说是一件事的两面。
So today, what is the recovery?
今天什么是恢复？
I would say simply, it is God's economy.
简单说就是神的经纶。
That's what the recovery is.
那就是恢复的所是。
And from God's point,
从神的观点，
what is the economy?
什么是经纶？
It is something that he is recovering.
是他所在恢复的东西。
One time, Brother Lee gave the definition of the Lord's recovery.
有一次李弟兄讲主恢复的定义。
It's、almost exactly Roman 1.
就是第一大点。
I said, what?
我说什么？
This is God's economy.
我说这是神的经纶啊。
Brother Lee said, this is the Lord's recovery.
李弟兄说这就是主的恢复。
After some time,
经过一段时间
then I got it.
我才清楚。
It's one and the same.
其实这一件两件事是同一个。
Today we are being recovered back to God's economy.
今天我们被恢复回到神的经纶里。
So all of us need to know what God's economy really is.
我们都需要真正认识什么是神的经纶。
Okay, with God, it's a matter of economy. With us, it's a matter of recovery.
所以在神那面是经纶，在我们这边是恢复。
God's economy was unveiled through the apostles.But because the believers lost the proper understanding of God's economy, there is the need for it to be recovered.
神的经纶乃是借着使徒们揭示出来，但因着信徒失去对神经纶的正确领会，就需要有恢复。
Number three, we in the Lord's recovery must have a clear vision of God's economy.
我们在主恢复里必须对神的经纶有清楚的意象。
And then be governed, controlled, and directed by this vision.
然后被这意象管制、控制并指引。
For we are here to carry out God's economy in His recovery.
因为我们是在这里为着他在的恢复执行神的经纶。
Today the world's economy is
世界的经济哈情形
in the tank, as they say.
是到了谷底了。
I read something recently that.You know the U.S. economy.
我最近读了一些关于美国的经济。
All the unemployment,
所有
all the things,
失业率啊等等。
Will not come back to normal for many years.
要多年
more than a decade.
甚至超过十年才能恢复正常。
It's that bad.
是差到这个地步。
Very bad.
是很糟。
I am so glad we have another economy.
我很喜乐，我们还有另外一个经纶。
This economy never tanks.
这个经纶永不会到谷底。
This economy is always going up.
总是节节上升。
We are in that economy.
我们是在那个经纶里。
You might have lost half your fortune in the worldly economy.
在世界投资可能失去一半以上。
Lost a lot of money.
很多人这个损失很多钱财。
In the last few years.
已过几年就损失很多。
But I hope you are making a lot of divine interest in God's economy.
但是我盼望你们在神的经纶里啊，赚了许多的利息。
Your bank account in God's economy is growing.
你在神经纶的银行里那个金额啊一直上涨。
In life and in truth.
那是什么？在生命和真理里。
Your life account is growing.
你生命的账户。
Your truth account is growing.
真理的账户数目增加。
That means God's economy is growing.
那说神的经纶就在增长了。
All right, now we come to Satan's strategy.
好，我们来到撒旦的计谋。
And you will see that is the negative side.
这是消极一面。
And then we'll see the Lord's recovery. That's the positive side.
我们要看积极一面，主的恢复。
Each with three items.
每一面都有三项。
You just get this, and you got this message.
所以你知道这个信息就知道了。
Now, what is Satan's strategy?
好，什么是撒旦的计谋
？Okay, three categories.
三方面。
Just remember three categories.
记得三类哈。
If you know his strategy.And you know God's counter strategy.
你认识撒旦的计谋，就知道神应付这个撒旦计谋的反击。
That means you know what is the Lord's recovery.
换句话说，你就知道什么是主的恢复。
The first category of Satan's activity is to produce many substitutes for Christ.
撒旦第一类的活动是要产生许多基督的代替品。
Just replace Christ.
就是取代基督。
Today Christ has been very much replaced.
其实基督已经相当的被取代了。
Was it Tozer? You know Tozer, the famous Bible teacher.
这个 Tozer 这是很有名的圣经教师。
He was one of the presidents of Moody Bible Institute.
就是穆迪神学院的。
He said something like this.
这个开创办人。
Today, if Jesus would walk in the door.
他如果今天耶稣走进门。
On a board of Christian leaders.
有一堆基督教领袖在。
They won't even recognize him.
他们都认不出耶稣。
You get the point.
你知道我的点是什么？
Christ, I tell you, nothing is so serious as the replacement of Christ, as far as Satan's work is concerned.
就是撒旦的计谋来说，没有什么比取代基督更为严重的。
You may think Satan does all kinds of.Bad things.
因为撒旦做许多坏事
makes you sin,
让你犯罪
love the world.
爱世界
I tell you, there's nothing greater than him replacing Christ. with all kinds of things.
但没有什么比取代基督啊更为严重。
Because Christ is everything in God's economy.
因为基督在神经纶里是一切。
Christ is the centrality and universality of God's economy.
基督是神经纶的中心与普及。
God just wants Christ.
神只要基督。
And Christ expressed.
也要基督得着彰显。
Remember this.
请记得。
Okay, in Colossae, human philosophy was brought in as a substitute for Christ.
在哥罗西，人类的哲学被带进来作为基督的代替品。
That's philosophy.
就是哲学。
Underline that. Hebrews reveals that Satan utilized Judaism to replace Christ.
希伯来书启示撒旦利用犹太教顶替基督。
That's Judaism.
犹太教。
Number three, Galatians reveals that the Judaizers were making the law a substitute for Christ.
三，加拉太书启示热衷犹太教者使律法成为基督的代替。
Underline the law.
要把律法圈起来。
Number four, in Corinth.The gifts, signs, and wisdom are used by the enemy to replace Christ.
在哥林多，恩赐、神迹和智慧被仇敌利用来顶替基督。
You can underline gifts, signs, and wisdom.
好，圈起恩赐、神迹和智慧。
And five, anything that replaces Christ or occupies the position of Christ is an idol that becomes a burden to the worshipper.
小五，一切顶替基督或占有基督地位的都是偶像，都要成为敬拜者的重托。
We all need to have this view.
我们都需要这样的看见。
The replacement of Christ is a strategy of the devil.
所以对基督的取代是仇敌的计谋。
In fact, today, it's very hard to see Christ.
今天啊，很难看得到基督。
As everything in God's economy.
基督是神经论的一切。
Really requires a heavenly light.
需要属天的光才看得见。
The natural mind does not grasp.
天然的心思不能领会。
Natural mind just want to be good.
天然的心思就想做好人。
Ethical. Ethical.
所以要有这个伦常道德。
Religious.
宗教。
That's the. But all those are substitutes of Christ.
所以这些都是基督的取代品。
God doesn't want any of those things.God just wants Christ.
神不要那一切，神只要基督。
Eventually, He wants you even to be Christ.
甚至他要你成为基督。
For me to live is Christ.
保罗说：“我活着就是基督。”
Christ. I still remember my message last summer.
还记得暑假。
Universal replacement.
讲到基督必须是我们宇宙的替代。
And He should not be replaced.
他不应该被任何其他事物顶替，这是第一类。第一类
recovery is fighting for this.
恢复为此而战
，living for this.
为此而活。
We only care for Christ.
我们只在意基督。
Amen. The first conference given in this continent by Brother Lee was the all-inclusive.Christ.
李弟兄在北美释放的第一篇信息就是包罗万有的基督。
You better read that book.
最好读这本书。
The second category of Satan's work is to divide the body of Christ.
撒旦第二类工作是要分裂基督的身体。
The sects, denominations, and divisions in the body wipe out the corporate expression of Christ.
宗派、公会以及身体里的分裂抹杀了基督团体的彰显。
So the first category is Christ substitutes.
第一类就是基督的取代品。
The second category is the divisions in the body.
第二类就是身体的分裂。
This is very serious.
这是很严重的。
We hold dear, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
This matter of the oneness.
我们宝贝一这件事。
The genuine unity of the believers.
就是真实圣徒中间的一。
Which is the oneness of the spirit.
就是那灵的一。
And the oneness of the body of Christ.
和基督身体的一。
We're fighting for this.
我们为此征战。
And we're in the church life for this.
我们为此在教会生活里。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you treasure this oneness?
你是不是宝贝这个一呢？
We have to actually, besides Christ, treasure this oneness above all else.
除了宝贝基督之外，要宝贝我们中间身体的一。
It's very easy to kill the body.
很容易谋杀身体。
It causes division.
制造分裂。
I like to say a word to all the dear saints.
我要对亲爱的圣徒说句话。
If you see this, if this becomes truth to you,
如果这个是成为你的真理，
even a little thought of disagreement,
甚至不同 的想法
even just a thought
那简单
a small divisive thought
小小分裂的思想
you the light will blink the red light will blink
就会让红灯响起亮起
you would crush that thought
你要把那个思想放在一边
kill that thought
你会把那思想去掉
you would destroy that thought
你会毁坏那个思想
what they call nip it in the bud
他们就把它扼杀掉
Not allowing it to come out of your mouth.
不让它这个从你口里出来。
You will not even allow it to exist in your mind.
甚至不愿意让它在你的心思里。
You do everything to maintain the oneness among the brothers.
你要竭尽所能保守弟兄姊妹中间的一。
Division kills the body.
分裂抹杀身体。
Any kind of sectarianism or factiousness.Destroys the church life.
任何的宗派结党，立刻就毁坏教会生活。
Don't even give ground to your opinion.
不要让你的意见有地位。
Your kind of preference.
你那种的偏好。
And your kind of criticism.
你那种的批判
thought.
批评的想法。
Your kind of being disagreeable.
你那种不同意的，不合群的。
You say, oh, those are small things.
这是小事一件嘛。
Kind of my style.
这是我的风格。
This is just my kind of personality.
我个性就是这样。
No.
不是的。
That's Satan's strategy.
那是撒旦的计谋。
Don't be ignorant of his devices.
不要对他的计谋无知。
Amen.
Amen.
This is very, very practical.
这是很实际的。
You say, "Whoa, why? You people really control."
那你们人真控制人啊
！This place is no. You don't practice democracy.
那你们在这里不实行民主啊
？Where is the First Amendment? You know, the U.S. Constitution.
那美国这个宪法第一条
？Canada has something similar.
那加拿大是不是也有一些这些
？You know, that is freedom of thought.
那思想自由。
Freedom of religion,
宗教自由
Freedom of speech,
言论自由
Freedom of assembly, am I right?
聚集自由，对不对
you take that away, you throw away democracy.
把这些挪去就把民主挪去了
Well, I have news for you.
我有个消息告诉你
God's original intention is not to practice democracy.
神原初的心意不是要实行民主
God's intention is to practice theocracy.
而是实行神治。
That means God controls everything.
那就是神管制一切。
And God is one.
神是一。
You know why everything must be one?
为什么所有都是一吗？
Because God is one.
因为神是一。
You divide His body, is you like you're dividing God.
你分裂身体就是分裂神。
So it is not anyone controlling anything.
不是任何人要控制别人。
I tell you, it is this truth.
而是这个真理。
This light.
这个光。
This God.
乃是神
who is controlling us.
他在这里管制我们
You follow this?
你跟得上我说的
I thank the Lord
我感谢主
As imperfect and as feeble as we are
我们是如此的不完全如此的软弱
We are all still in the process
我们都还在过程之中
But I treasure the oneness that we have
但我却宝贝我们中间所有的意义
Amen
Amen
OhAnything divisive should be so distasteful to us.
因为所有的分裂对我们来说都是可憎的。
And I don't mean other people's divisiveness. I mean your divisive.
我不是说别人的分裂，是你自己的那个分裂。
Saints, treasure the oneness in the church life.
圣徒们要宝贝这个教会生活中的一。
Don't let the enemy come in.
Okay. 不要让仇敌进来。
The third category of Satan's work is to kill the function of all the members of Christ's body by the clergy laity system.
撒旦第三类工作是借着圣品阶级与平信徒的制度。
We need to have the Lord's hate for the works of the Nicolaitans.
就扼杀基督圣体所有的制度功用，我们需要对主尼格拉党的行为的愤怒。
Did I talk about it yesterday already?
昨天是不是讲过了
？You would not think so.
你不以为然。
But clergy laity system is hateful to God.
但圣品阶级制度是神所憎恶的。
Because it kills, annuls the organic function of His living members.
因为他谋杀基督自己身体活的功用。
Every brother and sister.
那就是所有的弟兄姊妹。
Religion kills our function.
宗教扼杀我们的功用。
You know, by the way, today many of these seeking ones I mentioned.
今天我听过很多寻求主的人。
I heard one.
我听过一个人说。
Who is a Christian friend of one of a sister in the church in Irvine?
在尔湾教会一个姊妹的基督徒朋友。
Who is one of the ones who's dissatisfied in that mega church?
是在那个大型的 mega 教会里不满足的。
She said the most awful time in the week is Sunday morning.
礼拜天上午是最可怕的日子。
The most difficult time.
最困难的日子。
She has nowhere to go.
因为她没地方可去了。
Why?
为什么？
Would you say?
为什么她这么说
？To this Christian lady.
对这个基督教的这个妇人来说。
It was, he said, it is just one man talking.
就一人讲。
And we cannot.Get to speak.
我们都没什么可说的。
You may say that's exactly what you are doing.
不是今天早上你也做同样的事吗
？Well, I hope this is a conference.
因为这是一个特别聚会，特会。
Is not every week like this.
不是每一周都这样子。
I would say in the church life.
我要说在教会生活里
，we do not have, should not have a church life that is one man speak.
不应该有一个一人讲众人听的教会生活。
So this lady.
所以这个女士。
Would meet with other ladies during the week.
周中跟其他的妇女聚在一起。
Because in a home gathering,
因为在家聚集的时候
they can be mutual.
可以彼此互相。
They can all function.
都可以进功用。
See the beauty of a small group.
小排的美丽。
Meeting from house to house.
挨家挨户的聚集。
Is that it is easier for all the saints to function?
是容易让众圣徒进功用。
Don't think this is a small matter.
不要以为这件小事。
This is a great matter.
这是大事一件。
Whether you function or not,
你进不进功用
，this is a big thing.
是件大事。
It determines whether the body of Christ is built or not.
这就决定基督的身体能不能建造。
We are still very much under the traditional influence.Of that religion,
我们还是在基督教宗教传统的这个影响之下。
To think I am just a layman.
那我就是个平信徒。
I am just a ungifted member.
没恩赐的肢体。
I cannot do anything.
什么事都不能做。
I don't know anything.
什么也不知道。
I just come and listen.
来来听就是了。
You know.Many Christians today they don't even know how to pray.
今天很多基督徒都不知道怎么祷告。
So when they die,
要死的时候
on their deathbed,
在病床上
please call a pastor.
赶快叫牧师来。
Even when they die, they don't know how to pray.
快死了都还不知道怎么祷告。
They need someone to pray for them at their death.
还需要将死的时候请人来替他祷告。
Brothers, this is what is this?
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
I mean, to pray to God is the privilege of every child of God.
向神祷告是所有神儿女的权利。
You need a pastor to pray for you.
你还需要牧师为你祷告。
You need a priest to pray for you.
你需要这神父为你祷告。
You are the priest.
你就是牧师。
You can contact God directly.
你可以直接接触神。
You don't need a mediator.
不需要中间人。
We don't need a middle.Mediatorial class.
我们不需要中间的阶级。
That is something of the Old Testament.
那是旧约的事。
Due to the fall of the children of Israel.
因着神百姓的堕落。
Even with them, it was due to their fall.
因着他们的堕落才造成这个。
So God has to raise up the tribe of Levi and the house of Aaron.
所以神需要兴起利未支派亚伦的家。
To be the mediatorial class.
成为中间的这个阶级。
That is wiped out.
那个已经被除去了
done away with.
那个已经过去了
In the New Testament we all have direct access to our Father
在新约里我们都直接能够到父神那里
In one spirit
在一位灵里
We all have access unto Him
我们都能到父那里去
You can pray
你能祷告
You should pray
也应该祷告
You don't need me to pray for you
不需要我为你祷告
You pray yourself
你自己祷告
And hopefully not at your deathbed
不是在快死的时候才祷告
But every day
每一天
Every minute
每一分钟
you are breathing here.
你都在呼吸他
you know how to pray.
你知道祷告
We have to rebel against the clergy laity.
我们要推翻阶级制度
That doesn't mean there are no prophets among us.
不是说我们中间没有圣言者。
There's no brothers with certain ministry among us.
不是说我们中间没有弟兄有能力。
There's no teachers among us.
有教师。
We do.
我们有。
And they have their role to play.
他们有他们那一份。
But we're talking about all saints are endowed with a gift.
我们说所有的圣徒都赋予
according to the distribution of the Spirit.
这是照着纳灵所分派的。
This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
灵前十二章。
We all have received certain gift.
我们都接受了一些
certain ability.
一些能力
in our regeneration.
在重生的时候就得着了。
That initial gift.
起初的恩赐
to be developed,
需要被发展
we need to be perfected,
我们需要受成全
so we can exercise those gifts,
好操练这些运用
by our growth in life.
因着生命长大运用恩赐
then that gift will be manifested more and more and more.
恩赐就越来越显明
and there's all kinds of gifts in the Bible.
甚至有各式各样的恩赐
read Romans chapter 12.
读罗马书十二章
read 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
灵前十二章
You will find all kinds of gifts.
你找到各式各样的恩赐。
Even to give is a gift.
甚至给人也是恩赐。
Those who give do so cheerfully.
所以施予给人的是乐意这么做。
To give hospitality is a gift.
接待人也是恩赐。
Don't say I have nothing.
不要说我一无所有。
I will tell you that's a lie.
那是谎言。
That's Satanic
是撒旦的。
How about this?
怎么样？
Amen.
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 Don't become a Sunday goer.
不要做主日做礼拜的人。
And sit there to listen to somebody speak.
坐听人讲。
And pray.
祷告。
You know, I told the brothers.
我告诉弟兄们。
No more leading of singing.
不要再有人领诗了。
You know, we always have two brothers.
总是有两个弟兄在这里。
Leading the singing, you know.
带唱诗，你知
道。I said.Don't they know how to sing?
我说圣徒们不会唱诗歌吗？
From the first day I came to the recovery, we never have meetings of anyone leading any singing.
从我来到主会第一天，就从来没有人在这里领诗。
The saints just call a hymn.
圣徒你就喊一首诗歌。
And we all sing.
我们都唱了。
Someone say, let's sing it again.
有人说再唱一次。
Someone just stood up and sang it, sung some verse.
有人就站起来就唱一些经节。
Full of the freedom of the spirit.
满了那灵的自由。
But when I'm here leading you sing,
我在这带领你唱诗。
When I don't lead,
我不带。
You stop singing.
你就停唱。
Because I'm directing the choir.
因为我在这指挥诗班。
You are the choir.
你是诗班。
Are you a choir?
你们是诗班吗？
What are you?
你们是什么？
We need to be filled in spirit.
我们要灵里被充满。
Singing,
唱诗。
Speaking,
述说。
Psalming,
在这里诗歌灵歌。
Am I right?
对不对
？That's how our meeting should be.
我们聚会应该是这样子。
Especially in the small group.
特别在小排里面。
Oh, don't be killed.
不要被抹杀。
May the Lord release all of our organic functions.
愿主释放我们所有人生机的功用。
You see the body built up.
你就看见身体建造起来。
The smallest member, you know, brother, they always say this is my smallest member.
我最小的肢体。
It has at least one use.
至少有个用处。
That is to
哎，可以抠抠耳朵。
Comfort my ears.
安慰一下耳朵。
You say.That's not important.
这是不重要。
Well, there comes a time. This is quite important.
有的时候这个真重要。
Right now, I'm speaking.
他现在在说话。
He's translating.
我在翻译。
It seems my mouth is doing all the work.
好像是口在这里说。
You're more than wrong.
错了。
My whole body right now is working.
现在我整个身体都在工作。
Including my toes.
包括脚趾头。
That keeps me balanced.
就使它平衡。
Right.My heart is beating.
心脏在跳。
My lung is still working. Am I right?
肺还在呼吸。
Otherwise, nothing will come out of my mouth.
要不然口说不出话。
My mind is surely working.
我心思也在想。
Even my ears is listening to,
see,
to hear whether you say amen or.
还在听你们说阿门。
I tell you, my whole body is in action.
我整个人都在动。
To allow me to say a word.
让我来说句话。
Oh, I tell you, are we not the body of Christ?
我们是不是基督的身体呢？
Are we not?
我们是不是？
Everyone is a living function, should be a living functioning member.
每一个都应该是活的、进攻用的肢体。
You say, how do I develop this function?
你说我怎么发展这个恩赐？这个
grow in life，
在生命上长大
，and be constituted with the truth，
被真理构成
，and just begin to exercise，
开始操练。
I have a new first and new granddaughter。
她有个这个刚有个新的这个孙女儿。
She just had her birthday 2 days ago。
两天前过生日。
The day I flew。From LA to here.
刚从洛杉矶飞来这里的时候。
So we were going to have use Skype, you know Skype.
我们用这个 Skype 在这个通话。
To see each other.
哎，彼此见见面。
I was on the plane.
我在飞机上。
Oh, I missed the whole thing.
哎呀，整个没看到。
See, I missed my granddaughter for you.
是为了你们，我就没办法看孙女了。
Well, what's my point?
我的点是什么
？I am waiting.For the time when she will start speaking,
她在等不及啊！看见孙女要说话的时候
，I'm actually quite concerned. How come she's still not speaking?
她很关心她怎么还不说话
？She's already 1 year old.
一岁了。
My wife said, "Come on."
我的妻子说，哎
，Just be patient.
哎，有忍耐一点，有耐心。
I was looking forward to the day when she will start walking.
我在等她要走路的那一天。
I was so concerned. How come she's still laying there?
不是怎么还躺在那
？But One day she got up.
有天她坐起来了。
And she started cruising around, you know, on the furniture.
你扶着这个桌子走来走去。
And in the beginning she crawled.
刚开始爬。
Backwards, you know.
爬往后爬。
What's wrong with this?
她说这个小孩怎么回事
？After a while, she started.
一阵子又可以往前爬了。
Well, don't worry.
不要担心。
That life is in her.
生命在她里面。
To do many things.
她可以做许多事。
One day I believe she will.I know she will talk.
有一天我知道她会说话。
But what she needs is to eat.
她需要什么吃
？To grow.
长大。
And a lot of exercise.
还有许多的运动。
So the brothers say, speak after the meeting.
弟兄说聚会后说话。
Some of you go up to speak.
去说话。
But you're crawling backwards.
但你们是在往后爬。
But don't give up.
不要放弃。
Keep crawling.
继续爬。
Keep crawling.
再爬。
After 3 times of backwards, you start going forward.
爬后三次就走，你走往前走一次了。
Do it.
就是做了就是了。
I encourage you all to speak.
我鼓励你们都说话。
To sing.
要唱诗。
To serve.
要服侍。
To exercise.
操练。
To preach the gospel.
传福音。
To care for someone else.
照顾别人。
To shepherd the saints.
牧养圣徒。
Oh, you just do these things.
就是做这些事。
At first, you may be going backwards.
刚开始可能往后走。
After a while, you will learn the how to go forward.
之后你就会往前走。
You say, what is the big deal?
你说这有什么了不起
？This.Will build up the body.
这会建造身体。
This you cannot find elsewhere.
这个在别的地方你找不到。
This is part of the Lord's recovery.
这就是主恢复的一部分。
All right.
好。
Okay. The Lord's recovery is the recovery. Where am I? As our center, reality, life, and everything.
所以主的恢复乃是恢复基督做我们的中心、实际、生命和一切。
Oh my, all these wonderful points.
所以这些很好的。
Do we need to go through them?
需要看过他们吗？
啊？ This is the positive side about the recovery of Christ.
讲到恢复基督正见积极的方面。
As everything.
基督是一切。
I will let you study them.
好吧，让你们去读哈。
Okay.
好。
Will you?
你们会不会读？
Yeah.
Oh, these are.Too wonderful!
这个太好了。
Too wonderful!
都是太好了。
I will just read the A, B, and C without the small points.
就读终点就好了。
Christ is, let's read. Christ is preeminent.
基督是居首位的。
My, in the Godhead in creation,
在神格里，在旧造新造里
，exaltation
在神的高举里。
And number 2, Christ is the governing principle.
基督是一切真智慧。
Of all genuine wisdom and knowledge.
和真知识的管。
The reality of all genuine teaching.
一切真实教训的实际。
And the only measure of all concepts acceptable to God.
也是一切蒙神悦纳之观念的唯一准则。
Christ is our everything.
基督是我们的。
Number 3. Christ is everything to the believer.
是基督之于圣徒乃是一切。
He is the portion to the saints.
是分给众圣徒的份。
He is our life.
是我们的生命。
He is the hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
He is our necessities and our enjoyment.
我们的必需品享受。
And number 4. Christ is the divine provision.
第四，基督是神圣的供应。
He is God's power to us.
是神的能力。
He is wisdom to us from God.
从神给我们的智慧。
Our righteousness.
我们的公义。
Sanctification.
圣别。
And redemption.
救赎。
Christ number 5. Christ is everything to the church.
对，基督乃是 教会是
基督，
他是头
，He's the body，
是身体
，He's the foundation，
是根基
，He's the cornerstone，
是脚石
，He's the members of the new man，
是新人的一切肢体。
And number six，
第六大点
，Christ is every part of God's New Testament economy in His full ministry of three stages。
基督在他丰盛之三个时期里，乃是神经轮的每一个部分
，Incarnation， inclusion， and intensification。
成肉体、总化与加强。
Now this is the sentence that。I did not understand before.
这是他不弟兄不领会的。
The definition of the Lord's recovery.
主恢复的定义。
Let's read.
请读话。
The Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh, the flesh becoming the life-giving spirit, and the life-giving spirit becoming the sevenfold intensified spirit to build up the church to become the body of Christ and that consummating unity.This is God's economy, and this is the Lord's recovery.
这是神的经文，也是主的恢复到第六大。
Lord's recovery is the recovery of the oneness of the body of Christ.
主的恢复乃是恢复基督身体的。
Exactly what Satan sought to destroy,
撒旦想要毁坏的。
God will recover.
神要恢复。
A, the oneness of the Lord's aspiration and prayer is the oneness of the body, which is the enlarged oneness of the divine Trinity.
在神渴望的祷告中的一，乃是身体的一，乃是神圣三一扩大的一。
You read John 17.
你可以读约翰十七章。
Realize the threefold oneness.
三重的一。
The oneness in the divine life in the Father's name.
在父的名里，神圣生命里的一。
The oneness by the Holy Word through God's.Sanctification,
在神的圣别圣言圣别的一
and the oneness in the divine glory for the expression of the triune.
在神圣的荣耀里，为着三一神彰显的一
Number two, the oneness of the Lord's aspiration became the oneness in actuality, the oneness of the Spirit.
中二主渴望中的一成了实际的一那里的一
And number three, the practice of this oneness is the one accord.
这一的实行乃是同心合意。
Number four, the practice of this oneness is on the unique ground of the locality in which a local church is established and exists.
所以这一的实行乃是在地方的独一立场上，地方教会在其上得以建立
并存在。Let us never belittle the ground of oneness.
不要轻忽
even the ground
一的立场
ground of locality,
甚至地方的立场
where we stand.
我们是站在其上
in every city.
在每一处城市
Number five, the one accord is the master key to every blessing in the New Testament.
所以同心合意是开启新约中一切福分的万能钥匙
Don't fight the oneness.
不要与一争战
Fight for the
oneness. 要为一而战
And you'll be blessed.
你就会蒙福
Number seven, the Lord's recovery, let's read.
The Lord's recovery is the recovery of the function
of all the members of the body of Christ. It says all the members.
所有的肢体
Every one of us.
每一个人
Me.
我
You.
你
Amen.
Amen.
Are you a member?
你是肢体
Yes or no?
是不是
Yes.
So you need to be perfect.
所以你需要受成全
You need to function.
需要进功用
A, the gifts, the gifted persons perfect the saints to do what they do for the organic building up of the body of Christ.
恩赐就是有恩赐者成全圣徒做他们所做的为圣基建造基督的身体。
I have no time, Ephesians 4.
没时间讲了以弗所四章。
God gave gifts to the body.
神赐恩赐。
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
使徒、圣者、福音、牧人和教师给身体。
These are gifts that would perfect the saints.To do the same work that they do.
这些恩赐成全圣徒做他们所做的。
And the saints would then directly build up the body.
圣徒直接建造身体。
The gifts don't do it.
恩赐不做。
The perfected saints do that.
恩赐成全圣徒去做。
The gifted persons perfect the saints by nourishing them with the life supply for their growth in life.
小于有恩赐者成全圣徒，借着以生命的供应喂养圣徒，使他们在生命里长大。
The gifted persons perfect the saints in the priesthood of the gospel.For the carrying out of God's eternal economy.
有恩赐者在福音的祭司职分上成全圣徒，为了执行神应允的经纶。
The body is built directly by all the members of Christ functioning each in his own measure.
身体是借着基督所有的肢体各按自己度量进功用，直接建造起来。一起读最后第二
重点。The saints
愿意比预备好受洗的圣徒，要成为得胜者，构成基督的身体，以结束这世代。
Usher in the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. OK. Okay, so we all need to be willing to be perfected.
我们都要愿意受成全。
All the trainings,
所有的训练
is to perfect us.
都是要成全我们。
To be overcome.
成为得胜者。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us become the bride of Christ.
愿我们成为基督的心腹。
To end this age.
结束这世代。
Bring in the Lord's kingdom.
引进我主的国度。
Amen.
Amen.
This is the Lord's recovery.
这就是主的恢复。
Now just 2 minutes.
两分钟。
I told you that starting next year.
我讲到明年开始。
There will be a coordinated move in the body.
在身体里有个配合的行动。
To spread the Lord's recovery throughout the North American continent.
把主的恢复扩展到北美这个大洲
in a unprecedented way,
这是前所未有的行动
in a major way,
重大的行动
I will assure you that we believe this is something or we believe this is something of the Lord
我们有确信这的确是出于主的
because it takes the God ordained way
因为这需要神命定的路
and it is according to the Lord's timing
也是照着主的时刻
and it is after much fellowship of the co-workers
经过
time
同工们长期的交通
Even it is ongoing.
甚至人在交通中
We have a burden
我们有负担
to target 500 cities
要有以500个城市为目标
all across America
北美500城市
to distribute over 1 million pieces of literature
100万的知识书报
to his seekers
分给神的寻求者
both the saved and the unsaved
得救没得救的都一样
and we will go to these cities and townsTo visit them.
我们要到这城市乡镇里去访问他们
To contact them.
接触他们
With a view to bringing them together.
目标就是把他们带在一起
To become the Lord's testimony.
成为主的见证
We look to the Lord that there will eventually be even more migration.
我们仰望主有更多的移民
Don't you feel this is something that we should do?
这是不是我们应该做的呢
Amen.
Amen.
We're talking to some saint from Halifax.
从刚刚从 Halifax 的圣徒谈一下。
The sister is that Sarah.
Sarah 姊妹。
She is now moving to Mountain.
她现在搬到。
New Brunswick. Right.
New Brunswick, not Mountain.
So they told me that's the place where the next lampstand will be.
下一个金灯台就要在那里。
I say Amen.
我说阿门。
We should go there and distribute the Bible.
我们应该去那里发圣经。
How about this?
好不好?
We need more churches in Canada.
在加拿大需要更多召会。
Many more seekers to come home.
有许多寻求者要回家。
And many unbelievers.
许多不信者。
To be gained and brought in.
被主得着带进来。
I won't say more.
不愿意说太多。
I only urge you to pray.
恳求你们祷告。
Whenever the Lord wants to move, Satan is stirred up.
主有行动，撒旦被挑起来。
Pray for the Lord's protection.
求主的保守。
Pray for the Lord's covering.
求主的遮盖
And pray for the Lord's strengthening and energizing.
有求主加强使我们得力
Of the priesthood of the gospel in his recovery.
好使主恢复你身体的祭司体系
To spread his testimony.
能够兴起来扩展他的恢复
More will be spoken in Columbus, Ohio.
在 Ohio, Columbus 会说的更多
And in this coming winter training.
和要来的冬季训练会说的更多
I've done my job.
好，我做讲完了。
Now you need to do some crawling.
现在你们需要开始爬。
Right?
还有时间。
If you crawl backwards,
往后爬。
No one should laugh.
没有人要会笑你的。
Everyone will say,
每人都会说什么？阿门。
Speak.
好，要说。
Please keep your speaking to 1 minute.
好，一分钟。
We will ding.
这个钢琴要定下
you have to stop,
要就停了
that is your perfecting.
那就是你的得成全
okay.
好
All right, let's have some sharing.
有些分享
Brothers and sisters After listening to the brother giving this conference I'm really sober and touched Brother and sister, if you don't speak the wrong will speak So, you know at first I didn't even know aboutRecovery, like come and sit down, what's the recovery? What's the economy? Now, we are blessed, the brother has expressed to us, what is the recovery? What is the economy? Economy is God. Amen. When we say we do things good, there's no such thing as good. Good is God too. Everything is God. He's our inclusive spirit. We need our spirit. We need need the truth, the light, and the word. First, we might come and sit, and then we see, how come this brother speak? How come he cannot speak? Our brother speak in parable. I hope you understand what he's speaking. A lot of parables he spoke to us. That's what Jesus is speaking. If you read the Bible, amen.
I was touched by many things in this conference, but what especially struck me was the matter that it's a big thing whether we not function or not in the meeting. I just realized that my view needs to be changed. Like, so much of the time I'm so scared to come up to speaking like in a big group, but Lord, like, oh, Lord Jesus, we just want to function to build up your body.
Amen. So we know the more we rock, the more we get, then we want to be one foot forward to be the same passage. And I also really touched by the message just before the lunch time. No matter where we come, no matter where we go, we will be in the same pattern, the life man. And no matter we are from, and no matter where we are in a church life, no matter we are in MIT, music, and many in Taiwan, or many in Toronto, or even many in the MIN, many in Montreal, we are the same pattern because we are the building God. Amen.
I have to confess, the Lord's light really shined on you. First two messages I had taken silently, keeping the brother. This message, the Lord just really shined on me, and I'm really touched. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I just want to say, thank God for the Lord's recovery. As the recovery of Christ, as our center, reality, life, and everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Really touched Roman numeral number 7, that the Lord's recovery is the recovery of function of all the members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
We don't need to crawl backward. We need to crawl forward. So Lord Jesus, this conference gave me a lot of riches that I need to do it myself.
Yeah.
I'm not only sitting down and then getting my chair so hot. We need to all function because we are all the members of the body.
Right.
Without us, the body will not move.
Right.
Oh Lord Jesus, come and function all.
Right.
And also the letter A, the gifts that give the person perfect the saints to do what we do for the organic building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
This is really great. So Lord Jesus, thank you for this conference.
Amen.
We enlighten this conference.
Amen.
Thank you for the speaker.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, who are so blessed and church in Montreal.
Amen.
Because the conference come here in Montreal.
Amen.
We don't go to anywhere else.
Amen.
Oh Lord, so we need to be punctual.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we need to function.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed touched by what Brother shared this afternoon, that we need the light and the Lord is ready to shine on us. But whether we can receive this light depends on whether we're in the right condition.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we need to be those, exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And also need to have a pure conscience, need to have a correct heart. But the point that touched me the most is that we need to have a speaking heart.
Amen.
Most of us, we be pursuing the Lord, but whether we really have those kind of desperate spirit, we need to ask the Lord for His mercy.
Amen.
To grant us a speaking heart.
Amen.
So that we can receive more life.
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
What really touched me that the pure life of Christ, it is God's mercy. So it's really touched me that, yes, it is mercy because he died to give me a life. A life that is pure, that is life-giving spirit. So because God loves his mercy, I receive it and saturate it in my being. And I am obedient to it. So I receive his mercy fully because he is full of compassion to his children. And to fill me up with his love. When I see a brother that I feel in my heart and I sense it because I have the life of Christ, I would know that he doesn't have the love of Christ, or she doesn't have. So I will have mercy to her or to him. In the way to give her or him a mercy, to tell him the story about Christ. That he died in the cross and he gave us that.
Grow up!
Yeah.
Amen!
Amen.
And fashion well!
Amen.
So, if we chosen. We're all members of this body.
Yeah.
And there's not one part of my body that I would be willing to give up. And we were all those saints that we would not want to give up. But as a member of the body, if we don't function, then why are we here? Right? We really need to be ones that are willing to crawl backwards, to crawl forward. To crawl before we learn how to walk.
Amen.
So we don't have a yearning, we don't have a bum 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 from within. And we just need to follow that bum bum bum. Just let life flow. Let life function. Let whatever happens happen. But it's according to life.
Amen.
Not according to what we think is right, but what is what's elegant and so forth. But life is spontaneous.
Amen.
Life is free.
Amen.
This is life.
Amen.
This is our function.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What an awesome God we have.
Amen.
What a merciful God we have.
Amen.
You know, before we get into recovery, I did not realize that God had an eternal plan. And He is serious about His plan.
Yes.
Everything He has been doing, is doing, and will do is to realize His plan.
That's right.
He wants a people that will represent Him. He wants a people that will be filled with Him to be His expansion.
Amen.
He wants a bride.
Amen.
He just wants to be expressed. Amen. He wants for us to respond in love to the love that He shows us.
Amen.
I was reminded this weekend of God's sad cry in the Old Testament. My people perish for lack of vision. It says we have no reason not to, we have no reason to perish. We have no reason not to have vision. This ministry shows us what is on God's heart.
Yeah.
The question is, do we care what is on God's heart?
Yeah.
How can we not? Everything is love from Him.
Yeah.
We are supplied by Him. There's not a time that God is not working in us.
Right.
We need to be reminded there's not a time that Satan is not trying to counter you.
Right.
We have a solid rock, this word,
Amen.
That we can stand on.
Amen.
God will have the heart of desire realized through us.
Amen.
Those people, let's take this life in the truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our God has a wonderful intention.
Amen.
He has a wonderful economy to dispense His riches.
Amen.
Oh, to produce the body of Christ to consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And every time God desires to do something, Satan comes in to frustrate.
Amen.
And that's why our brother said, you know, the Lord's recovery is just to bring us back to God's original intention.
Amen.
So in a sense, these two things are the same, God's intention and the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
We stand with God with what He wants to do.
Amen.
He wants to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
By recovering the organic function of all the members.
Amen.
And then you can all rise up in the body.
Amen.
To build the body by dispensing the riches of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your wonderful speaking.
Amen.
My brother said in this conference there's a lot of phrases that many of us are familiar with. That doesn't mean that we know intrinsically what they're talking about. And I can testify of that in at least one case. Prior to this conference, when I heard the Lord's recovery of truth, I thought that is a matter that the Lord is recovering the true teachings in the Bible. And of course that's true. But I saw that it's much deeper than that, that the Lord is recovering the experience of believers coming to the Bible and receiving light to have the divine reality rubbed into them in their contact of the Word of God. And I realize that that is not my experience every time I come to the Bible. And thus I am not fully recovered in this matter of having the truth work in me. And I realize that this shining of truth brings us into oneness. But it's not a matter of Lord recovering all the true teachings so that when all Christians agree with these things and we're one. Rather, it's the Lord recovering the fact that when we come to the Word of God, we receive God. And because God is one, we receive that element of oneness in the Lord's life and truth. And oh Lord, unveil my eyes. Not see things according to my old natural concepts, my old Christianity veil.
Intrinsically.
Amen. I want to see the recovery intrinsically.
Amen.
So much light shining in this conference.
Amen.
Our God is the God of light.
Amen.
Not only His light, but we also are light, because we're children of the light.
Amen.
As we see the light, we just cannot fight it.
Right.
We cannot argue it.
Yes.
We just have to say, Lord,
more reality in my being. More reality of the Lord's recovery in my being.
Amen.
I need to enjoy the Lord as my life day by day.
Amen.
I need to constitute with the truth.
Amen.
I need to practice my function.
Amen.
You need to grow, eat, and exercise.
Amen.
I think you realize in my context of things here, I was just fellowship with them in this way and not miss out.
Right.
I really enjoyed God's intention in His economy is to dispense Christ with all His riches into His believers chosen by God for the constitution and building up of the body of Christ, the church.
Amen.
The